preface my remarks today with a bimaytum neido that the general oilam that I speak to are yeshiva bachrim, and bli ayin are considerably younger than the present oilam here, and that's the normal level that I speak on. If anything is kafasara leilat yichveitchem, nas mechila from now. The Gemara in Tani says, "Mishenichnas ador mar bin besim." Shenichnas Ador Marbin Besimcha. Some of you may think it's early Sunday morning and they still be suffering from a hangover. Abbas Nishtavay. Because Rashi on that piece of Gemara says, Yimei Nishin Hoyli Yisrael Purim Upesach. So Shenichnas Ador Marbin Besimcha isn't just referring to Chedish Ador, but referring to Chedish Nisan Ador. Shenichnas Ador Marbin Besimcha Ador and Nisan. Two Chadoshim of the year, which follow on one from the other, full of Nisim for Klal Yisrael. Now, as we come to the tail end of these two Chadoshim, full of inspiration, full of Simcha, full of Nisim, Limudim of Geula, Emunah and Betochim, so many fundamental Yisraelitic issues. It begs us to stop for a moment. This Chodesh, Chodesh Nisan Daska, was called Chodesh HaAviv. And Satan's foreign that Aviv has the words Av Yud Beis contained inside. The Chodesh Nisan is the Av, the father to the entire Yud Beis Chodesh in our, the cycle of our year. The foreign explains the emphasis of Kasha. We know at Tishri, we look at Tishri as the head of the year. Me'idach Gisa, we know that Nisan is the Rosh HaChodesh, and Nisan is the first in the cycle of months. So is it Tishri or is it Nisan? So the forum explained that there's a difference. Rosh Hashanah time, the beginning of the year, Tishri, Kol Bnei Olam Oivim Ponot Kibnei Mor, an entire world, everybody, every individual, man, woman, and child, Jewish and non-Jewish, everybody is Oivim Ponot Kibnei Mor. That's the birth of the world. But the birth of Klal Yisrael, Nishmas Klal Yisrael, when we were had the Gula, we were taken out, when we were created out of a Karatonu, that was the Nisan. Nisan is the birth of Klal Yisrael, and therefore has Av Yud Beis. Nisan has the power, has the potential to give the Keichas and the inspiration for the entire year. Mamela, we have to ask ourselves, what results, what changes, and what growth do we anticipate for this coming year? Av Yud Beis. We know what the Av was. We know Chodesh Nisan Ador was the Av. Nisan was the Av. What are the tolls? What are going to produce during the year? The Meiri in his Akdama to Mishnah, some very, very strong words to say. And Baruch Hashem is not referring to us. It's just interesting to hear it. About a person who goes to the Yom Tov, who goes to the Yom Tovim, and he's bechal not nisayir. V'im l'ayis ayir alze. If he's not aroused, but she asks them, it's out of hergel, does everything as a matter of habit. Mehein hergesh asiyis hadov l'chvayit borer, without any feeling, any intentions, he's doing a kveir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uvein kevonis kiyum ha-mitzvah. V'yetek hazeh atzad v'mitzvah l'mitzvah, he moves from one mitzvah to another mitzvah, he goes through the motions. And he's from Pesach as emotions. Scared to say the words. He's like an ass, like a donkey, who carrying the bundles. He's working. He goes for the motions. He's carrying the chitim. The time of the reaping of the grapes, he's carrying the grapes. He doesn't gain anything from carrying. He doesn't know there's different times of the year, different seasons taking place. Says the Yir Chassasolam, a person that goes through the Chagim, goes through the Yom Tovim, and he goes through the motions without any inspiration whatsoever. Like a chamoy. Baruch Hashem, as Terry Dick Eden, it doesn't refer to us. But the Sakonah is perhaps different. The beautiful Moshe I once heard, taken out to Eden, going back to Russia, and imagine him sitting there on the plains, somewhere. And the outback, he's sitting out, he's sitting on the side, we call him Moshka, he's sitting, you find him sitting on the roadside, deep in his tears, on a vent, And he's oblivious to whatever is going on around him, and suddenly from a distance we can see a cloud of dust coming closer. And it's the Tsar of Russia in his royal chariot, and he comes closer and closer. Mashka's untied, he doesn't know what's going on, he's teeth in his tzaras, until he hears, until he feels his rough waking on his shoulder. Mashka, Mashka, why are you crying? Why shouldn't I cry? Full mishtim and kinder. Had a panos, and he doesn't even know that the Tsar of Russia. Then eventually he wakes up and he thinks of Gehenna, and he sees the Tsar of Russia there. He says, Mashka, what's wrong? And he starts pouring out his woes through the tears and through the sobs. He says, Mashka, wait a minute. And he gets up to his carriage, and he comes down, and he has four pieces of wood in his hand. And he sticks one piece of wood into the ground, and he gives the other three pieces of wood to Mashka, and says, Mashka, I want to tell you something. You see that piece of wood? Yes, yeah, I want to take the other three pieces of wood, and walk as far as you can in the northerly direction. And when you're ready, put the next piece of wood down. And then walk as far as you want in the easterly direction, and when you're ready, put the next one down. And then pull as far as you want, suddenly, then put the other one down. You'll have four stakes, you'll have a piece of land. All that land contained within the four stakes, the pieces of wood, is a present from me, the Tsar of Russia, to you, Mashka. And with that, he climbs back into his chariot, and up he goes. And Mashka can't believe his ears. He sees the wood, and the tungsten there, and there's zinc, and he starts walking, and he thinks to himself, wow, I'm going to look on this land, I can solve all my problems, everybody else's problems. And he starts walking, and he walks, and he continues, and he's just about to put the second piece of wood in. He thinks, why? I can have more. And he carries on walking, and he starts the next piece of wood down. He says, why? That was 100 years ago, and he's still walking. And he's still poor. See, if you're talking that a person can have a tremendous amount of chizuk and a tremendous amount of thought, when Afati came, what's he left with? Because he hasn't put it in. He hasn't done anything with it. If you're talking about Ket, that he's taka had inspiration, and he's taka had thought, and he's had chizukim, and he had tremendous moments during the tefillah, and during the halal, and during the shurim, and meidikaliyah. Chazal told us in a beautiful way the chiyuv of a person, how a person is supposed to come out of yontif. The Gemara in two places says, it's a long Gemara about the Oron, and it's another Gemara about lechem aponim, the Gemara in Chagiga, the Gemara in Menachos, that during the time of the Eilei Regel, the masses of Yidden were in Esrael and Yerushalayim and Akedesh, and they were exposed to Meshulidik in Nisim, in the Beis Midrash, out of the Beis Midrash, tremendous Nisim, and they were given a tour of the Beis Hamikdash. And the curtains were drawn back of the hichal, and the shulchan was lifted up, and they said, "Look, ruchi baskim lefnei amokim. Look, the bread. Look at the lechem upon him, which was put there last Shabbos, and it's still fresh. Ruchi baskim. Look at the love, the Rebbe Yisrael. It's shown you the megality in Nisim, shown you his chaviv, it's his ava. Ruchi baskim lefnei amokim. That's Amiri de Ka'ara. Amiri de Ka'ara. There were many Nisim which took place in the Beis Midrash every day. The Mor Yuma told us, Mishnah Perek Yovis. Why after this nest? Or the lechem upon him. Why was this chosen to show Klal Yisrael the Ava? Why was this nest shown? Ruchi baskim lefnei amokim. Because this had a lesson in it. You've been over regel. You've taka been exposed to meridik and nisim. You've taka had an aliyah, but now you're going home. Now you're leaving the Beis Hamikdash. You're not going to be exposed anymore to that hashkacha protis. Take the lessons of the lechem upon him. Keep warm. Keep fresh. Take the lessons with you. Keep the chamimus. Keep the freshness. Take the limudim with you of the chag back home to wherever you're going to go. This, the emes nekuda of keeping up the inspirations, was brought home to us in harsh reality. All for the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, in Klal Yisrael, we're riding high, the highest that cannot be worth. We're riding high through Kriyas Yam Suf. And Chazal tell us at the moment of Kriyas Yam Suf, Rosh Shivcha Layom Asher Leiro Cheskun Bavuzi. Klal Yisrael were exposed. The Shivcha Veloli Shivcha. And Mitzvah was exposed to Meshulidik Gelim, which Chicheskel HaNovim with Meridik Nevuah of Mais Makov didn't see. Zomim Devali Musa. What happened to the Shivcha? The Shivcha is Gebliben HaShivcha. She remained a Shivcha despite of all the tremendous Gelim and revelations that was shown to the Shivcha as Gebliben HaShivcha. When the Cheskel HaNovim became the Cheskel HaNovim with less of inspiration, with less of revelations, the Cheskel HaNovim. Why? Because the Shivcha didn't do anything with it. It's just because this story had murdered the Gilim of the Gonesh and Gilim. So the time of Kriyas Yam Suf, when we came out of the Yam Suf, and the Pasuk tells us, the Pasuk of Yisrael, after the Shalach, Mamish, where we're holding now, the Kaisel came out of the Yom Tov riding high, moving the Simcha. Says in Rashi, Vayishma Yisro, the famous Rashi says, Ma Shmu Shoma Avot. Dr. Rashi, what did Yisro, Yisro came, what did he hear? Taking the first listen, what did he hear? So Rashi answers, Kriyas Yom Tov and Melchemes Amalek. What's the question? What's the answer? The prophet says why he came. The prophet says he came because he heard everything. You heard everything, so why does Rashi have to ask the question, what did he hear? And what's Rashi's answer? He says, Muhammad Samalik, Kriya Samalik, Muhammad Samalik, it's not true, because he heard everything. Something to swear him. The answer to the question was of Rashi, Mashmu Shama Ubo, what made him come? Yisrael was doing fine before. He'd left the Goyim. He was a Baal Seichel, a Baal Chochma, grace to Bikach. He was living his life of Avodas Hashem. I didn't have to come. He could have stayed back home. Is the Torah, that's what Rashi is asking. Mashu Smobo, what made him come? And for Rashi, he saw that despite Kriyas Yom Tov, despite the Shnei Pasuk, Ozni Ha'u Lufa Edoim, Eilei Ma'adei Chazeim Ro, the Gans felt like a citizen. Everybody was troubled. Everybody knew about Kriyas Yom Tov. Everybody knew that Klal Yisrael had exited from the most powerful nation in the world. They left Mitzrayim. What happened after that? Kunt Amalek. What happened to all that inspiration, all that sittingness of all the nations in the world, that the Pachad of Klal Yisrael, who saw Yirat Shamayim, it evaporated. Nothing was left. So Yisrael said, that city can happen to me if it happened to Amalek. And Amalek can be exposed to the greatest things and then moments later lose it all. There can be Kriyas Yom Tov. If I feel smug and just stay at home and just have the inspiration, who knows what's going to be? Who knows what's going to be to me? Maybe tomorrow, even today, I've been inspired, and today I'm riding high. Who knows what's going to be tomorrow? And therefore, et fashtalet, unless he's going to come, unless he's going to do something with the inspiration, half the shalom, he'll be in the same state as Amalek as well. That's why uvo. That's Rashi's kashi. Mashmu shama uvo. What made him come? And for Rashi, kriyas yom tov u'melchemes amalek. So Baruch Hashem, as we said, we're not a chilek of an easy chas v'shalom. We've been inspired by the way that the Yom Tov, Shurim, Tfilis, everybody, kol echo v'echo, v'ti mashu, sadorim, uvo, and we've come, we've been inspired. And the question is, how can we keep our special moments special? How can we ensure that the moments that we had of inspiration won't just be memories of the past, but it'll have to be the roots of our future? It'll take to be a tzmicha that we will take to grow. It'll take to be a av yud base. It'll take to be a chedush ovid. What can we do? The emes is the answer is in the Torah Kedusha, and the answer is in the Shira itself. Pasuk in the Shira, Klal Yisrael said, "Ze keli v'anzeu." It's often translated, not by the answer, often translated, "Ze keli v'anzeu." I will praise you, but the answer says not shat. The Rashi says not shat. Talmud says not shat. Their keli v'aveyu, Rashi brings the shame unkelus. Says Rashi, "Nove, I will build a base of Megos." Their keli v'aveyu, lashon of nove, nevei sham, and I will build a base of Megos after this world. Rashi brings an alternative shot. Their keli v'aveyu, I will be snoil upon of the mitzvah. Rashi doesn't bring the shot. The Gemara brings the shot. Their keli v'aveyu, he snoil upon of the mitzvah. I will beautify the rebbeinu shleilam with mitzvah. I said, talis noe, sukkah noe, lulav noe, a beautiful talis, gorgeous sukkah, a majestic lulav, zeh keli va'anveyu, the revelation of the mitzvahs, I will beautify his mitzvah. And here comes a movie that you saw, which I've heard from my rebels. The Kedusha Pleiti brings it down, b'shem the Ramban. It's a Ramban in Kisvei Ramban, a movie that you saw, a mafteach, a crucial nakuda for a person how to hold on to inspiration. The Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, "Im ta'iru, ve'im ta'iru, es ha'ava ad she'techbot." Which the Ramban explains the following: ta'iru is a lashon of his ta'iru, a lashon of arousal. The person is inspired. "Im ta'iru, ve'im ta'iru, es ha'ava ad she'techbot." When the Rebbe Yishon sends somebody an inspiration, when a person's heartstrings are being plucked, and he feels he wants to rise higher, and he feels he's growing, and he feels he wants to strive to Madrigas and Revelation and send it to Matana, and it's Rufa de la Ela, the person that I'm climbing. And he knows very well that this is Matana from the Revelation. I don't always feel like this. There are moments in life, as we said to be on pavement, a person feels like that. Tells the Rabban, tells Shem HaMelech, says Shem HaMelech, if you want to hold on to it, you have to put it into a chefet, you have to put it into something. To use the American word, you have to concretize it. You have to put it into a chefet, into an object. Otherwise it evaporates. If you can make it into something, if you can take that around and let it out and put it into a chefet and do something with it, the maisa, then you can hold on to it. And even when that initial inspiration evaporates, and you're left with that cold feeling, that I'm left with a practice, I've been makabel something, I'm doing something with this inspiration. Says the Rabban of Chas HaSholem, the person doesn't do that. It's like a shvuah sod, he says. Use HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in vain. What's the idea? Can a person make the shvuah sod and use HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in vain? He's been mishtamish with the Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Similarly, if the revelation Kavi Yochel has been matriach himself, Kavi Yochel, to arouse a person and to send down a ruach mimal, to inspire. And the person doesn't take it. Chas HaSholem is a shvuah sod. Chas HaSholem is using the Rebbeinu's name in vain. So we're told, take it into a chepet. Put it into something. Find something to take the tie, the inspiration of the chadashim into a chepet. As Reb Zalman Sarovsky and Amir Dikim of Shavan is Nazayim Lepeil, a beautiful idea. We find in the Pesukim again that Chazal said, Ezekiel Ibn Aveu, he's not elephono, beautified in it. Do a mitzvah. But where did Chani saw the idea? See the idea to beautify, to glorify, to make this gorgeous sukkah, to buy that beautiful pair of tefillin. Where did Chani throw? Understand now that put it in the chepet, it's okay. You don't want to lose the inspiration of Kriyas Yamas, it's okay, put it in the chepet. What's the idea of beautifying? It's a beautiful machshava. Chani throw were being chased by the mitzvim. Chazal say that the mitzvim from behind them, the yam in front, and the chani throw is in the middle, right and left. They were desperate. The revelation could have taken them on a tidal wave, swept them through the Kriyas through the Yam Suf, destroyed them at stream. Just imagine. Yidden could have arrived on the other side, screaming kids, families scattered, suitcases open, no luggage, clothes ripped. And Klaus would have stood somehow there. Fidel Hashem ki teken chasid, the mitzvim were destroyed, we're saved. Nikmat Hashem. They would have somehow had it, the revelation, we're saved. We're free men. The revelation didn't do that. The revelation took the Klal Yisrael to the Kriyas Yam Suf, but the Merid Yechem, the Merid Kineim was a written beauty. The revelation beautified the Hatzalah. The Chain of the revelation, not the same Klal Yisrael, but the beauty in the most majestic, beautiful way. Our Savior, we know the Merid Kineim, and our God, the Merid Kineim, Shas Kriyas Yam Suf, we have the Marichim, the 12 archers, and the Pirith, and the Mayim, and they could see each other, Merid Kineim. Klal responded, you know the Rebbeinu Shlom, when we do mitzvahs, when we do Asher Techvot, we put in the chepet, we're not just going to be satisfied in doing the chuk in the mitzvah, but the outer lulav, but the outer sukkah, but the outer talis name, kishnoylefono, we will beautify the mitzvah, we will take that mitzvah which we're going to put into the chepet, and like you the Rebbeinu Shlom saved us, in a most beautiful way, we too will do mitzvahs, and with a meidik of shame, with a meidik of beauty, because we understand the message to Rebbeinu Shlom, we understand the message that you are showing us, the Ava to you, from you to us, we will respond, showing our love to you with a beautifying image. This is advice that Torah has given us. Take the inspiration, that energy, and the diva slave, the generosity of spirit which comes when a person comes after Yom Tedem and he has these beautiful memories, invest it in enhancing mitzvahs, and then we will reap the dividends. Holding on to inspiration is one of our biggest challenges, because there are many times during the year they were inspired. I remember a beautiful story which my father told me. Every Tuesday, my father, my mother, and I used to go together last 23 years, not last, last 20 years when they were in Eretz Yisrael, used to make their visits to the Shaarei Tzedek Hospital. My mother used to go around giving sandwiches, offering books to those who needed them. My father used to go around to the Mechazik people, putting on tefillin. My father, the most naimistic way, would always have an interest in people, start a conversation, talk to them, be Mechazik them. And they came upon this young man. He was talking to him, he asked him what his name is. He said, "My name is Ambash." It's not named like Cohen, so you don't ask. You don't even mean your name. Very nice name. Where does it come from? What's the Sheiris? So he told my father the following story. And he said, "We were five brothers in Iran. And the masses were terrible. We had a wonderful Yiddishkeit at home. His streets were dangerous." Excuse me. "The time had come that we had to leave. Our Eli's father couldn't join us. He called us in. He said, 'Tie the kindler.' He said, 'You have to escape.' Well, who knows? Much more worried than I am about your physical being escaping and arriving in the West. What's going to do with your ruchnius? You're going to come out there. You're not going to have me. You're not going to have the family as the binding feature. What's going to be? What's going to be with your emuna? What's going to be with all the wonderful messiahs? Of Chachmei's father and Amurdika messiahs? What's going to be with that? How are you going to hold strong?" I need you, give me something to hold on to the inspiration. I'm going to ask you a favor. I want you all to change your name. I want you to change your name to Ambash. Ani ma'amin b'emunah shalema. If you want to change their names, to hold on to inspiration, it's quite a drastic thing to do. But that was one way of holding on to inspiration. It's so important. What can I do? How can I change my life? I need to hold on to my Messiahs, to the Chizukim. What can I do? I need to do something. As desperate as changing my name. Because he understood that the greatest inspiration that a person can have can all evaporate. And we can be left out in the cold. Somebody told me, I'm very like a Maisa. There's a Yid in England at the moment. Wait for it. He buys new pair of tefillin every 2 years. Tefillin, £600, £1,000. And he gives his old pair of tefillin to a gemach. If there are people who buy new cars every 2 years, which costs more than an outlay of £1,000, why can't I buy myself a pair of new tefillin? New mudadikat tefillin. What new chumrit? What new hidurim have I heard about the last 2 years? I want it to be in pristine condition. How can I make it always beautiful? That's a chavivus ha-mitzvah. Somebody wants to always have that chavivus and the inspiration of that first moment when you put tefillin on. Meridike Ava, Meridike Dveikus. That's the way of taking that hisayrus and putting it into a chesed. The Ramban says, and the Parashas Bo, but there are many, many mitzvahs which are zeichel, which we do zeichel yetzias mitzrayim, which we're foolish, we're mafaris, and we say zeichel yetzias mitzrayim. And Gon, it says that every time a person does a mitzvah, he's mamshich upon himself, he draws on himself the inspiration, the lessons of emuna and hashkacha, like it says at the end of Ramban Parshas Bo, all the lessons that we learnt in yetzias mitzrayim. Yetzias mitzrayim was the showcase of the Ribbono Shel Olam. We weren't there by Maaseh Bereishis, but we saw the Ribbono Shel Olam in action. By Yitzias Mitzrayim, Anoich Hashem Elokech Asher, not Baruch Hashemayim V'Oretz, but I took you out of Mitzrayim, because that's where we saw the revelation in action. And when every time a person does a mitzvah, a person has the class to be mamshich all that he says from Chodesh of it on to the entire year, to every mitzvah he does. Just before we start Shemoneh Esrei every day, we launch into a wonderful Shevach of the Ribbono Shel Olam of Ezra, describing Kriyas Yamsuf. In Kelm, there's different time amounts to say about the story. It took 10 minutes of Ezra. And earlier that time said that when the gavva banged out, finished Ezra, he used to say it was like schlepping out a geschmacker stickle slice from his mouth. But there's a geschmack of it in Ezra, even Mishabeach the Ribbono Shel Olam, in thinking of the Vatnanisim and indulging in the pleasure of that korbis of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So when the gav banged that finished Ezra, it was terrible. Even with a regular the keiches and the tefillah, the geshmakas in the tefillah, take that hisayrus, and every single day I can tie myself back to the nissim, to the inspiration of Shira Sayam, of the Kriyas Yamsuf. especially Ezra, for the Grassi says in Brachas, the Shein Yerushalmi. A Moshe L'mod Avodayim, a person, is coming for Halvon, he's coming to a Melech, says Rashi, I think it's tough. Hey, somebody correct me. The Moshe says, I call a Seva, Gula, the Tfilah, the Merdekia, Chashivet of being Seva, Baruch Atah Hashem, Gal Yisrael, to Shemene Esra. So to Rashi, Rishem, Yerushalmi, a person is coming to Melech, and he knocks on the door of the Melech, and he doesn't wait for an answer. And the king comes, and he's not there. And he's lost the opportunity. The king wants to be Malach, he wants to fulfill this person's wish, the person's request, and he's gone. Says Rashi, says Yerushalmi, he's simply a person who's not saying that Gula Tzvila, he's built himself up. And he sang Shira to Rabbeinu Shlomo, and at the same time he's singing Shira, that's knocking on the Melech's door. And the king is coming closer and closer, and the Melech wants to fulfill his request. And he's not saying Gula Tzvila. He doesn't start Shemesh straight away. He's lost the opportunity. We can see from the Chashivat of Ezra, the Chashivat of Tzvila, that we'll be Makarev with that Shira Vishvachah, we're tying ourselves back to Kriyas Yamsuf. The Moedic opportunity, which is there, that after the Tzimekol and the Tzvila, the person who says, God, you saw Dan Shemesh, he's been Makarev, the Rabbeinu Shem, the Rishmat for Tzvila's Tzvila. This is one way. This is Matech, a Chazal give us. As you said, to tie back to the Chedesh, to bring the inspiration into our daily lives. If we do that, and as we said before, we don't leave them just as memories, but they're roots to the future. Take a Chepet, take a Mitzvah, whether it's Tzilin, whether it's Ezra, whatever it is, and take the inspiration where we're still in this Chedesh and this Chedesh Nisam, the Chedesh of Simcha, we state in Rashi and Tanis. And then Takel, we can steig and rise through the year and reap the benefits of the Chodesh Aviv, the Gantz, the Yod. I have in front of me here a handout. They take, I found a small card at home. I don't know where it comes from. Say to Leiv David, Perk Yudalit. And enumerate, say, Chof Beis Tnoim, 22 Tnoim, Shetzrichim, Vasiyas, Mitzvah, which a person can inject into a Mitzvah. Api say that Aleph Beis, Aleph is Ava, Beis is Boi, Beishluchai, Gila is Gimel of Gila, Dalet is Diktut. Doesn't take any mitzvah and enhance it in these 22 ways. Now that Hashem will make it segula and make it have kocha for a person to have a wonderful day of Ezra Hashem. Thank you for listening.